My voice is shot, so we'll see how far we can go.
今天牧师的喉咙有点沙哑，那请大家包涵。
Did you hear the story about the little girl who was running as fast as she could so that she would not be late for Sunday school?
你们有没有听说过有个故事说一个小女孩她跑得飞快就想不要她的主日学不要迟到了。 And
as she was running along, she was praying, Dear Lord, please don't let me be late. Lord, please don't let me be late.
她一边跑一边祷告说，主啊，不要让我迟到。But
then she tripped and fell.
但是呢，她因为跑得太快跌倒了。But
that didn't bother her. She was a tough little girl, and she got up, she brushed her clothing off, and she started running as fast as she could again.
她并没有气馁，而是马上的爬了起来，把身上的泥尘拍掉之后，又继续的跑。
And as she ran, she picked up the prayer again. She said, Dear Lord, please don't let me be late. Please don't let me be late.
她一边跑，又开始祷告，说主啊，不要让我迟到。And
then she added these words, and oh, by the way, please, Lord, don't push me again.
然后她又加了一句，主啊，不要推我。<laughs>
You ever pray that prayer to the Lord? I do all the time. You know, Lord, stop pushing me. You know, stop shoving me.
你有没有这样祷告过？我是经常这么祷告的，不要推我。But
I want to push you a little bit this Thanksgiving service because we all need to be pushed spiritually, challenged spiritually.
但在今天这个感恩节主日，我想要在灵性上面推动你们一下。The
reason I say this is because there's a real problem that I would refer to as the dumbing down of Thanksgiving, or perhaps I should refer to it the numbing down of Thanksgiving.
因为现在我们有一个问题，就在感恩节的时候，我们有点麻木。
I want to just read one verse for you this afternoon. It's Matthew chapter 13, verse 44.
我要为大家念一节经文，是马太福音13章44节。
Okay, Jesus is a speaker, Matthew 13:44, he says, The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all that he had and bought that field.
耶稣说，天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了它，人遇见了就把它藏起来。
There's this great story about this monk who found a precious stone one day.
我们听到过有一个故事说，一个和尚他发现了一个宝石。
And not long after he found this precious stone, he was walking one day when he met this traveler.
他发现之后呢， 他遇到了一个旅行者。
And the traveler was hungry and asked him if he had any food, so he opened his bag to share his food with his hungry traveler.
那个旅行者非常的饿，他就问那个和尚说有没有东西吃。那和尚就把他的包里面拿出了一样东西给他。
But when this monk opened his bag, the traveler looked inside and saw that precious jewel.
当那个和尚打开他包的时候呢，那个旅行者看到他包里面的那块宝石。And
right away, the hungry traveler says, Give me that jewel, please, I really want that jewel.
那个非常饿的旅行者马上就说，你把这块宝石给我。And
he couldn't believe his luck, because instantly the monk gave him this precious jewel.
但是他也几乎不能够相信他是这么幸运，因为和尚毫不犹豫的就把这块宝石给他了。Now
then this traveler walked away with this precious jewel in his hand, and he was thrilled. He said, I can't believe it. I have just become an instant millionaire.
那个 旅行者他觉得很不可思议，他这么幸运的就得到了这块宝石，成了百万富翁。
But that's not the end of the story. Here's the end of the story. After some time, that traveler went back and looked up that monk.
那个故事的结局并不是就这么简单啊。过了一阵子呢，那个旅行者又回去看那个和尚。
And he gave the precious jewel back to the monk.
他把那块宝石还给了和尚。
And he said, "Look, I want you to give me something even more precious than that precious jewel."
他说，我要你给我比这个更值钱的宝石。
I want you to give me what enabled you to give me that precious jewel.
他说，我要你给我那个使你这么大度的给我那个宝石的那种。
Okay, that brings us to our text. Matthew chapter 13, verse 44, we read that the kingdom of heaven is like a what? Anyone? A treasure, a treasure.
我们从马太福音13章44节看到，天国就像宝贝。
And what I want you to get this Thanksgiving is that God is pushing you and me so that we might find that treasure.
在这个感恩节，我们要知道神在推动我们，让我们要找到这个宝贝。
If I had to give a headline to this parable, here is what it would be. God loves to get real low.
如果让我为这个比喻起一个题目的话，我会说神是喜欢给最底层的人。
That's really the big idea of verse 44, where we read, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that is found where? Anyone? Found in the dirt. Found in a field.
我们从四十四节看到说，天国好像宝贝藏在地里。
Yeah, I love that. Because I would tend to think, Jesus would say, this treasure that you need is found way up in heaven. But he doesn't say that. It's found down here in a field on earth, in dirt.
这里并不是说天国的宝贝是远在天堂，而是藏在地里面。
I want you to get the spiritual application here. This means that spiritual treasure is found in the common places of our life. It's found in the lowly places of our life. And it's found where it is easy for every one of us, if we're serious, to find it.
这个比喻在属灵上的应用就是属灵的宝贝是在我们日常生活当中，是在最底层的生活当中。
The fact that God loves to get really low is also illustrated by something else in this story.
神把那个宝贝能够让最底层的人能够接触到，还在这个比喻的另外一个方面体现出来。
Okay, here's a question for you. Who finds this treasure in the field?
问题是，大家想一想，在地里面谁能够找到这个宝贝？
Is he a spiritual superstar? Is he a spiritual guru? Is he a spiritual heavyweight?
是属灵的巨人吗？
No, he's just an average, ordinary person. In fact, he's just a farmhand. So you see that God hides his treasure where we can access it and where the most common of us can easily find it.
不是的，是一个普通的人。那就是说，神把属灵的珍宝放在我们每一个普通人都能够取得到的地方。
A couple of years ago, I preached on the book of 1 Corinthians.
在几年之前，我读了《哥林多前书》。
And here's the title I gave to the series: Why Christians Are Fools.
里面有一篇感动我的是我要给他起一个题目，就是为什么基督徒是愚拙的。
In fact, if you go over to the church I pastor, and you'll see the sign there, it says, "Why Christians are fools." And people are going, what's this, a Christian calling himself a fool?
在我牧会的那个教堂里面，我们那边有一个招牌，上面就写着这样的，就是为什么基督徒是愚拙的。
But if you look at 1 Corinthians 1:26, you get the answer, because Paul says there, not many wise, not many noble, not many influential are called. Instead, he says, I have chosen what? Anyone? The foolish things of this world to mock the wise of this world.
在哥林多前书1章26节当中, 神说他拣选了世上愚拙的。
I want to tell you, you know what I'm really thankful for this Thanksgiving? I'm thankful that this spiritual treasure can even be found by fools like me.
我在这个感恩节所需要感恩的，那就是属灵的珍宝是像我这样愚拙的人都能够得到的。
I don't know, how many of you here play the game of chess? Any of you chess players? I read an intriguing article recently about chess.
这里在座的有没有人是会下象棋的?
Look, I'm not much of a chess player, but I know this, that there's no more difficult game on the face of the earth than to play a game of chess.
我当然不是一个象棋能手，但是我知道没有任何比下象棋更难的。
Someone has described playing chess to be like mental torture.
有人形容说下象棋就像是对自己那个精神的一种折磨。
And when I read that article, the thought occurred to me, you know, God, I'm so thankful that you don't have to be, or I don't have to be, a whiz kid at spiritual chess to find this game, to find this treasure. This treasure is found in the common places, the humble places of our lives.
我要感恩的就是我不需要像是一个象棋能手一样在属灵上面有那么高的灵性才能够得到属灵的珍宝。
Okay, I want to get a second takeaway from this parable.
从这个比喻，我们再来想第二个方面。
You know, this story is the opposite of cool.
这个故事，这个比喻所呈现的是一点都不是那么精彩不酷的事。
There's a tremendous tyranny in our culture in the West. A tyranny of the cool. Everyone wants to be cool in American culture today.
目前美国的文化里面，每个人都想显得很酷。
Including Christians, we many times want to be cool.
即便是基督徒，很多时候我们也想很酷。
What I'm getting at is this: it's really easy to be thankful for the cool stuff that happens in our Christian lives.
我们要感恩的是，在我们基督徒的生命当中，有很多其实是很精彩的事。
But what I want to challenge you to do this afternoon is to give thanks for the boring stuff in your life.
但是我们也要为了在我们生活当中显得很枯燥的事来感恩。
I mean, what's cool about a farmer plowing a field? That's the opposite of cool. That's boring to watch a farmer plowing the field. This story illustrates the opposite of cool.
你们想想，一个农夫在田里面耕地，有什么值得人们羡慕的？有什么酷的？这里就是呈现了一个很平凡的事。
I'll tell you what, the longer I live, the more I find myself thanking God for the boring stuff in my life, for the stuff that I take for granted.
我年岁越大，越要感恩，为了那些枯燥的事情。
I want to give you a couple illustrations of what I'm trying to get at.
举个例子。
First of all, have you ever thought or how recently have you thought about thanking God for coming here to church Sunday after Sunday and hearing the preaching of the Word of God?
你们有没有感恩说每个星期每个主日我们能够到教堂来听主的道？
A couple of years ago, you know, when my son Jesse was still here, after I had preached a sermon that he thought was really boring, he came up to me afterwards and he said, "Dad, you're not exactly Mr. Excitement."
几年前我儿子还在身边的时候，他听了我的讲道，他就跑过来跟我说：“爸爸，你真的不是一个讲得让人兴奋的人。”
And I said, "Thanks for sharing, son."
那我就跟他说：“谢谢你的忠告。”
Look, we try to sell and focus on the sizzle instead of on the steak. And I'll tell you what, you ought to go to your pastor and the other teachers in this church, and you ought to thank them for the faithful teaching week after week of the Word of God, because that's where real growth occurs.
我们经常着重于那些不重要的东西，而是忽略了牧师的讲道。
I want to give you a second illustration. It's very important to thank God for the small stuff in your life.
另外一个例子就是我们要为了我们生活当中的平常小事而感恩。
And for the small people in your life.
也为了生活中的平常的人物感恩。
This last Thursday, my wife Carol and I had Thanksgiving at our daughter Faith's house.
在感恩节的时候，我们在女儿家里面过感恩节。
And somewhere during the course of the afternoon, our 8-year-old granddaughter Madison disappeared.
那下午有一段时间呢，我们的外孙女，八岁的外孙女，她就不见了。
So Carol, noticing that she had disappeared, went outside looking for 8-year-old Madison.
我太太呢就跑出去找她。
And guess where she saw her? She saw her up in a tree. Madison had climbed a tree.
她看到那个八岁的外孙女爬到树上。
That's her way of getting away from a cousin that was driving her nuts. So she climbs up into this tree.
她因为有一个表兄妹把她惹了她，所以她就逃到树上去了。
And so Carol starts talking with her up in the tree and asks her what's troubling her. And you know what she said to Carol? She said, "Grandma, why don't you climb the tree and we can sit up here in the tree and we'll talk together."
那我太太就跑出去问她到底是怎么回事。那女孩子就说，外婆，你为什么不一起爬上来，我们在树上交谈吧。
Now you got to understand, my wife is 2 months short of 70 years of age. And I thought to myself, when is the last time someone would talk to a 70-year-old and say, "Climb up into the tree because I want to connect with you"? You see, that illustrates what I'm trying to get. We need to be thankful for the small stuff in life, for the small people, and to praise God for the small stuff this Thanksgiving.
我太太差两个月就要70岁了，我就在想。 谁会对一个70岁的老人说，爬上树来吧，这就是我在这里要向大家说明的，就是我们要为了生活中的小人物感恩。By
the way, she didn't climb up the tree. She said, "Why don't you come on down and we'll go for a walk?"
当然我太太没有爬上去，她只是邀请那个小女孩，小孙女，自己爬下来。Want
to give one more illustration.
另外举个例子。
This Thanksgiving, some of us are taking our marriages for granted.
感恩节的时候，我们也有很多人把我们的婚姻觉得是理所当然的。
I don't know if you heard about Janine Garofalo, who is an actress who recently discovered that she had been married for the last 20 years.
你们不知道有没有听到过一个故事，说一个女演员，她刚发现自己已经结婚了20年。
Here's what happened to her. She, 20 years ago, right, she and her boyfriend back then went to Vegas and they got drunk.
在20年之前，她跟她的男朋友一起到Las Vegas， 但是呢，她喝醉了。
And they went through one of those drive-through chapels, you know, the drive-through chapels in Vegas where you can get married. But it was all a lie. You know, they thought it was a joke.
他们就到了一个能够你跑进去就能够给你证婚的一个小教堂里面，然后他们就结婚了。
But 20 years later, she found out it wasn't a joke. I've been married for the last 20 years.
然后在二十年之后，他发现那并不是一个笑话，而是一个事实。他真的是结婚已经二十年了。
Look, I want to talk to some of you guys who are married. This Thanksgiving, has it ever occurred to you that you need to say, "Hey, I've been married for 5 years. I've been married for 10 years. I've been married for 20 years." We tend to forget the significance of our spouse in our lives.
那在这个感恩节，我要提醒一下那些已经结婚5年、10年、20年的，我们有没有就是忽略了我们的配偶？
But I'm not here to trash men.
我并不是在这里要调侃男士。
Feminists in our time like to trash men. You know, they've brought back again the battle of the sexes.
女权运动者都喜欢要调侃男士们。
You know what the feminists say? They say something like this: "Woman good, man bad." That's baloney. That's baloney.
女权主义者一直会说女人好的，男人是坏的。
And so I want to say to those of you who are guys and to those of you who are gals, you need to say, "Hey, I've been married all along," and to once again appreciate this relationship and cement it with love this Thanksgiving.
在这个感恩节，我也要提醒你们不管是弟兄还是姐妹你们都要珍惜自己的婚姻，而且用爱来维系来更加巩固你们的婚姻。
Remember that little girl's prayer, "Please God, don't push me anymore."
还记得那个小女孩的祷告吗？主啊，不要再推我。
We ought to pray just the opposite this Thanksgiving. Say, "God, push me more. I need to be shoved more and more in order that I might see what are the true treasures of the Christian life."
在这个感恩节，我们的祷告要恰恰的相反。我们要祷告说，神啊，再推我一下，让我们能够发现在基督徒生命里面真的珍宝。
And I want to tell you, ultimately, the only treasure is Jesus Christ.
而这个真的属灵的珍宝就是耶稣基督。
And nothing else, nothing else in life will satisfy. Only Jesus Christ will ultimately satisfy.
在生活当中，没有任何东西能够满足我们，只有耶稣基督。
Some years ago, a famous author was on a talk show. And the talk show host asked him this question: "What do you wish someone had told you when you were just starting out that you now know to be true?"
在几年之前，有一个作者被采访的时候，人家问他说：“你觉得你是最想要什么东西？”
And you know what he said? "I wish someone had told me way back when I started being a writer." That when you get to the top, there's nothing there. There's nothing there.
他说，我最希望当我刚刚开始做作家的时候，就有人提醒我说，当你走到最高峰的时候，什么也没有。
Only Jesus Christ is the ultimate treasure. If you have never accepted Christ as your Savior, do it today, because I guarantee you, nothing else will satisfy in your life.
只有耶稣基督是终极的珍宝，因为 其余的都不能让你满足。
Happy Thanksgiving.
愿大家感恩节快乐。